We are live, Not Cool in High School, episode 114, Father's Day edition, best and worst dads in pop culture. Anthony here alongside with Anthony and Heidi on the call. We're going to be covering all things pop culture, and our topic tonight is going to be best and worst dads. So before we get into that, we'll get into our news topic. If you are watching live, a share, like, all that fun stuff will be fantastic. And go check out IWEPnetwork.com and the links below to follow us on all social media. So, Anthony, what's been new, man?
Just watched Morbius recently.
Sorry to hear that. What'd you think?
I felt like it should have been longer. I don't think the movie was bad. It's just, I felt like the story was just rushed.
I didn't see it, so I can't really talk about it, but when it comes to, you didn't think it was bad, I think you're on an island alone on that one. I think,
like, I don't think it's the greatest Marvel movie ever, but it could have definitely had some improvements.
What else you got going on?
Been playing a bunch of Fortnite and like Rock Band stuff again. Doing the challenges for Rock Band for the new season that they just started. Pretty much just playing video games mostly.
Nice, nice. Heidi, how about you?
I started rewatching Stranger Things because I couldn't remember exactly where I left off somewhere in season two, but I didn't remember everything. So I started over, and I just started season two today. So I'm excited to see the rest of it. And I watched Candyman from last year, and I really liked it.
The Jordan Peele version.
Yes. I haven't really heard anything, so I don't know what other people think, but I really liked it. And there was a couple like cameos from people who were in the original, which was cool, like Tony Todd. And then Vanessa Williams, not the other Vanessa Williams, but the lady who played Anne-Marie McCoy, like the baby, the baby that gets like taken, the mom. So she was in it. So
is there any connection to the original series, or is it a brand new like?
No, yeah, it connects to the original. Like the guy is, I don't know if I can say it. I mean, it's been out for like a year, right?
Yeah.
So the guy, you find out the guy is that baby that was taken, that the lady, I can't remember.
And he takes over as Candyman?
Well, he like starts looking into it and then gets like sucked in and then basically awakens Candyman and then he comes back.
So
he starts like looking into the story and then looking into that lady who was looking into everything originally and going back. So they basically took the town, like the city, and now it's like bad. But then they did, what's the word for that? Where they build it up and try and make
gentrify
it all nice. Yeah, they do that. And then that's why this guy's living there. And then he finds about the story and then tries to look into it and then basically awakens it and realize, I guess because he's like connected to it, never knew that he was connected to it because his mom lied to him and told him that he was born somewhere else and he had no idea. But I liked it
so
a lot.
It's still like using your imagination, it's still the same Candyman. It's like but just a different actor playing him.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I thought it was good.
Who does play Candyman in the new series? Do you know his name or what else he's been in?
No, because I feel like a lot of them are like other, like newer people who haven't really been big into anything,
like new actors.
I think so, which was nice. It was nice to see like new upcoming people, unless they were in stuff I just didn't know about. But yeah, I liked it.
Watching wise, I really haven't. I don't think I watched. Oh yeah, I watched the new Adam Sandler movie Hustle on Netflix, and it was fucking fantastic. I know a lot of people. I'm sure if you're listening, or if I pitched this to 90% of my friends who don't like sports, would be like, I'm not watching a stupid sports
I don't
movie.
Like sports, though, and I thought it was amazing.
That was going to be my pitch.
Like, I actually recommended it to someone else. I mean, they like sports, but I told them, and I was like, I hate sports. I don't even care about basketball, but it was so good.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm very biased because Adam Sandler is probably one of my favorite. I got shit on Knuckle on Tornado Tag by saying that Adam Sandler is a good actor, and he's a movie star, not an actor. And I mean, however you want to put it down. Sure, like, because everyone's like, well, Adam Sandler's the same in every movie. I'm like, okay, well then,
but he's not.
I think he shows great range. But if like, if you're gonna say if someone's really good at just being themselves on screen, then you can eliminate 90% of actors out there, because some of the best actors are just good at just hitting their niche. You know what I mean? Like Ryan Reynolds.
He's
Ryan like Reynolds in every movie. Time. Yeah,
but he's good at it.
Yeah, I'm a huge Adam Sandler fan, so I really enjoyed this. This is a good movie.
I mean, I get when people say stuff like that, but at the same time, like, if you're good, like, if that's what you're good at, why would you do something that you're bad at and then you're not good anymore? You know what I mean? Like, I would stick to what I was good at. Like, if I'm good at it, and I don't know. I feel like he's got a pretty good range. Like, remember when Click came out? Everyone was like, holy crap. Like,
Adam Sandler knew how to make us cry. But I mean, you said that, but like, Adam Sandler had tearjerkers before Click.
Yeah.
But Click really got people.
Yeah. That was
Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy. I mean, most of his movies make me cry.
He's good, man. I'm fucking huge Adam Sandler.
He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Adam Sandler a lot.
I haven't seen the new one, but
It was good.
I'm not really into sports movies, like, other than like maybe like Space Jam or anything like that. But yeah,
I'm not
either.
I feel
like I would give it a shot at least.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. I mean, I'm not into sports at all, and I liked it a lot.
You would have more of an appreciation for the inside baseball terms. Inside baseball is kind of like when you know when you're on the know of a lot of things. It doesn't technically mean baseball, but like his job in the movie, he's a recruiter, so he goes around the world and he's trying to find the next big thing. So when NBA draft comes around, the team is well scouted on this player, and so that kind of aspect of like why he's never home and everything like that is.
But I think it's nice too, because you're kind of not. It's not like you're just watching like a basketball game. Like, you're seeing the other side of stuff that you don't really see. Like, you don't see that.
And that's a huge reason why when people are like, I hate sports, sports are dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't realize how much goes into a sport. You know what I mean? Even like mixed martial arts or basketball or football, like, there's so many moving variables and parts that you just don't understand.
I think that's why I liked it too, because it reminded me of, you know, like when you're watching a UFC fight, like before they show you like the backstory of each person, and that's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah,
they were giving you the backstory,
and that,
like
that. What you just watched on that is a hint of what goes on behind this. That's just one job.
Yeah,
in professional basketball, like, there's a thousand of people who are doing the same thing that but other job. It's crazy.
Yeah. I thought it was really good though. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And I've been playing. I've been really diving into my Switch again. I've been playing a ton of Switch, but the new one I've been playing is the brand new Shredder's Revenge Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, you finished?
I just started that last night.
Oh, you started over again?
Yeah, I beat it. Well, you have to max out every character to level 10. I'm on my third character.
So you play as different characters?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm on Donatello now. He's fucking terrible.
It makes weird noises. I don't know what. It doesn't sound like you're playing anything like I thought. Whatever it is you're playing, it's just weird.
Oh, because it's like it's a side scroll 8-bit. It's supposed to sound like
yeah, it's just like little ding ding ding.
Yeah,
ding.
it's supposed to be very retro, but it's really really good. It's definitely worth 20, 25. What? How much was it?
I think it's like 20 to 30.
20.
But if you have Game Pass, it's free.
Yeah, if you're on Game Pass, it's free. It's definitely worth the 30. If it was a full 60 price, I'd be.
The Game Pass is for your Switch too?
No. No, it's on
the
Xbox.
Oh, so you bought it on your Switch instead of the Xbox?
I don't have to buy it on the Xbox. I bought it on the Switch because I wanted to take that game with me on Switch.
But that's what I'm saying. You're
why would you do that?
I don't know. No, I was confused, so I didn't know you could play it on both.
Yeah, it's on every
system. I thought
system.
It was just the Switch.
No, it's on every system. But I felt like certain games are played better on the Switch than they're on the Xbox.
Okay.
Like, I would play it on Xbox maybe to play with friends, but I'm majority playing it on the Switch.
Oh, it's like multiplayer too?
Yeah. You can play with six people.
Six.
Which sounds fucking crazy.
Who all do you play as?
There's all four turtles. Splinter.
Oh.
April.
April and Casey Jones. You have to beat the game to unlock Casey Jones.
Oh.
I wish there was more characters. The Streets of Rage, the people who made Streets of Rage made this game, and not only did they add old skins into the game, like, so each character, because this is Streets of Rage 4, they put even like the old variants of the Streets of Rage characters in and then added a whole bunch of other characters you can play as. I was kind of hoping they would do the same here. Unfortunately, did not. So you're pretty much getting those 6-7 characters, and that's it. does bum me out a little bit. I wish there was a little bit more replay value because the game is, like I said, I beat it three times. It does go very quick. There are challenges. Like, each map has three challenges to complete. And out of the three challenges, there's also two to three collectibles per map, depending on what map you're doing. Collectibles, I finished all that. I did that my first playthrough, just finding all the collectibles. And the challenges, I pretty much did all of them except like the really, really obnoxious ones, like go through the whole level without being hit. There's no chance. There's like no way I'll ever do that.
First level I started, I got hit in 2 seconds. I was challenge failed already?
Yeah, I'm awful. Like, I'm used to the old school beat-em-ups where you had to like pump quarters into a machine. No matter how good you are at dodging, you're going to get hit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the way the game was designed because it wanted you to eat quarters. So I'm not someone who plays a lot of beat 'em ups, so I don't fucking worry about dodge. I just go swinging. You know what I mean? But
same here.
So I had to definitely reteach myself how to play beat 'em ups a little bit by being more calculated and learning the patterns and stuff. But it's good. I definitely recommend it. It's a good start. But do you have anything in news, Anthony, you've been coming across?
The remakes for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4. They've abandoned doing that, so that's not going to be a thing anymore.
I did read that. I think they are abandoned for now, but I would not take them off the table at all.
I think they'll wait a couple years before they do
it. Well, the reason that they're saying it was abandoned is because now Blizzard and Activision are being bought, so Xbox is buying those studios. Yeah. I definitely think once they finish that buying out process, because right now Activision's kind of in this weird situation where all their teams and resources that used to make other games have all been just, hey, make Call of Duty. So they were able to sneak away and remaster Tony Hawk 1 and 2, but it's almost like all hands on deck has been just pump out these two Call of Duty games all year. And that's a huge reason why Xbox kind of said they're stepping in and buying, like, wanted to buy these, because there's a lot of titles out there that people can't play anymore because it's just buy Call of Duty, buy Call of Duty, buy Call of Duty. And I definitely think once this this acquisition goes through, I think you're definitely going to see more of that. Mm. Anything else?
Because you brought up Call of Duty, there was something about them trying to catch cheaters in the game.
Oh yeah, I did this too.
And I think this is kind of funny that they actually will take whoever is cheating their weapons away, so they have nothing.
Well, there's three different anti-cheats put in place. So one is your gun will disappear and you can't do anything about it. The other one is if you're cheating and you're shooting at me, my character will disappear on your screen.
So that you can't shoot them.
So you can't shoot me, but I can shoot you and kill you. And the third one is, I think, just your bullets don't work. Like
it might be.
Yeah, where your bullets just... You can shoot all day long.
There's like blanks.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Which, I mean, it sounds cool in retrospect, and I think it's about time they fixed it, but holy fuck, man, did this take too long? Like, Call of Duty cheating has been horrible. Yeah. Stranger Things season finale will be 2.5 hours long, and it will arrive in July.
Wow. I just saw something else, and I forgot. So maybe that was the thing I saw.
Now, hold on. Sorry. All right, so there's going to be episode 407, 408, 409. So there, I guess it's three
long episodes?
Yeah, three more episodes that are coming to the tail end of this.
Okay. And that's what the season four was cut in half, right?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. They put a bunch out, but I don't want to say too much because it's going to ruin stuff for you, but
it's fine.
That's coming in July, so hurry up and finish. And you said Fortnite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite, they just finally put on the map Vader, so Darth Vader is now in the game.
You get to fight him.
Yeah, and if you beat him, you get his lightsaber. And then the Mario producer movie, for the guy who making the producing the movie Mario, says everyone's kind of shitting on Pratt already, but they said once they see his product, they're going to really enjoy it, because he's Mario, the voicing Mario, and everyone's like, how are you going to have Pratt voice Mario?
The thing that bothers me with that is not that they picked Chris Pratt, but I think they said the guy who voices Mario is going to be in it, and they didn't put him as the voice.
The voice? That's weird, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in them, to be honest, but we'll see. I'll give it a shot, but I'm not crossing my heart here. And then they said for Gotham Knights video game is going to have the largest version of Gotham City ever in it, so that's pretty exciting. But the only other thing I have is Xbox conference happened. It was good. It was really good. The only problem is it's kind of the same situation at Xbox. It's though they showed everything's going to come out in the next 12 months, but it was like they didn't really show. I understand why. Like, they're like, there's other things they could have showed or teased, like future projects that everyone's been talking about, and they didn't talk about any of it because I think they kind of shot themselves in the foot by delaying two games this year, and now like you're not getting them till next year. So to kind of show you more of what you're not going to have would have been bad publicity, I guess, is what they would have went with. But
you can see that though.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the conference,
because all the stuff with like COVID like pushed everything. Maybe they're just like,
yeah, that the COVID definitely ruined the whole landscape of gaming for a
say minute, less than end up not being able
but to everything they out. Said they showed said will come out within the next 12 months. So that's exciting. But I mean, I don't know. Starfield looks good. Everyone's comparing it to No Man's Sky, and I'm kind of talking to myself on this one because none of you is, you know. But yeah, I don't know. It was a fun conference. It was good, but it definitely wasn't as good as last year's for me. Like I thought the last couple of Microsofts has been good, but they definitely need to start getting their games out.
And is there no Madden coming? Because that's usually what, like August.
I don't even care about Madden anymore. I don't know. I personally don't even buy it because it's literally the same game. And I mean, it's been said that for a long time, but I honestly fell out of sports for like, since I kind of dove back into wrestling and podcasts and I record Banging Beers on Sunday, like I have no time to watch sports. And I'm one of the type of person, if I watch it, I want to be completely in on my team. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have the time. And plus, it's really hard to root for a team that changes his name every 3 years. And when your owner is just a complete scumbag and doing things that I'm just so against, it's hard to really root for a team when the owner is just a piece of garbage. It's kind of like being a WWE fan right now. Like, it's hard to be like, go WWE when your owner spent more money in sex than he did on his roster. You know, like it's kind of like, I don't fucking support this. You know what I mean? So it's fun, I guess. Do you have any news?
Sports are fun. No, not that I can think of. Not really news. I guess maybe a couple of things that I'm looking forward to watching, but
what's up?
Not really news. So there's this movie on Netflix now called Spiderhead. It's Chris Hemsworth and Miles Teller, who was the kid that played in the new Top Gun movie. It looks like it might be pretty good. It's like a, I don't know, near future.
Yeah, I saw like a trailer for that. They're like test subjects or something.
Yeah, like I think they're like prisoners, and then they let them. It's like a program that they're doing to take time off their sentence. They like test this some drug that they're coming up with. It looks like it could be cool.
Yeah, it should be. That should be interesting. Fucking, what did I just say? I just started watching The Boys. That's what.
I meant to ask you how you like that.
I'm not too far in, but it's pretty good. It's essentially. If Marvel and DC superheroes didn't exist, like these superheroes are kind of in the real world.
Okay.
And people are well aware that there's superheroes out there. But it's very, very, it's not made for children. This is like adult themed.
Yeah.
Superheroes are kind of scumbags. They're like A-list celebrities that can get away with anything. And when I say anything, like, so the, it's not really a spoiler, but like the main premise of season one is this guy who may or may not be a cop is trying to help this guy find out what happened to his girlfriend or how can they get justice for it. Mm-hmm. Like this guy's literally like on the sidewalk on kissing his girlfriend, and his girlfriend took one step into the street and was just mushed by like a speedy superhero. Like he ran through her and killed her, and he was just like and dipped.
Oy.
Yeah. And now this guy, and then they just pretty much like here's a settlement and don't talk about it. Oy. And he was like, you're not even going to do anything about, like, they're like, no, they're superheroes. They can do what they want.
Wow.
And I guess pretty much all superheroes in this sense are like all scumbags, except like the main guy. He's like the Superman.
Like all the,
and he's like the golden boy. Head. Yeah. Like he's the only one who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do it. Like they're all just like debauchery. Like there's a spot where people just go and have sex ever. Like it's like a giant, like open sex, drugs and rock and roll bar. And that's where all the superheroes go.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But
I feel like I have so much that I have like, on my list that I want to watch, and I'm so behind on everything.
Yeah, the Boys is something that I should have probably got into sooner, but like I said, I'm just starting it now.
Yeah, I think I finally just caught up on watching all the stuff I was behind, like my regular shows that I watch, like Grey's Anatomy. They need to just end it already. Like,
I don't know why you do it to yourself.
No, it's not even that. Like, they just, I don't know where they're going to keep going. Like, they need to just end it. Like, I still like it, but I'm definitely losing interest. And it's just, they're like making things up at this point. Like, the one character left, I think, last season, and then they showed his flashbacks, and they literally put him in a different timeline that he wasn't in. They're like, oh, he was there from the beginning when he wasn't at all. Like, he was a few seasons in. And it's just, I don't know. Some of this stuff is just getting a little much, and they just need to end it already. There's only like three characters, I think, that are from the beginning left. Like, they need
to show that will never end.
Yeah, I think they need to
it's
stop.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I get hospitals have very extreme situations.
Yeah.
But like, but this hospital is just like the SVU of the world. Like, yeah. It's never cut and dry. It's never
always
just like
something bad.
It's
happening.
Never like this person just broke an arm. It's like they broke their arm, but they also have this really super rare genetic skin disease.
Somebody died from the hiccups the one time. Like, there was she had something wrong. I remember. But, and then I was thinking about too, like, Meredith Grey, like this episode, there was a dinner party. Of course she doesn't make it because something happens at the hospital, and it's every single time. Every time she's supposed to be somewhere,
you think she dies?
I don't think they'll kill her off. She's literally, like, they're hinting at her leaving, though, to go to a different hospital. You have to end it. If that's what you're going to do, you have to end it. You can't have Grey's Anatomy without the main character.
So, spinoff.
Yeah,
another spinoff. There's already, like, two.
Ask the Walking Dead if you can do a show without the main character.
Yeah, but I don't know.
As long as you have Daryl, you don't need Rick.
Yeah, but there's not even any other, like, main characters. Like, I think they just need to stop already.
Killer. Everyone else dies in the hospital.
Most of them. Well, not all of them die.
People died in plane crashes and floods with electrical shocks. And
well, she almost died before. She, like, drowned and somehow lived. Then she had COVID and she was, like, comatose, basically.
Jesus Christ, it's too much. All right, before we get into our main topic, anyone else have anything they want to add or put in there?
No, not really. I mean, I binge watched that show, The Summer I Turned Pretty. It was called. It was Jenny Han on Amazon Prime.
Is that really dumb one you were watching?
Yeah, she did. She wrote the books to All the Boys I Loved Before, and it was a Netflix movie series. And she had a new series, so I want to watch it. I thought it was good.
It was terrible.
It's very teen drama-y.
Oh, it was super teen drama-y.
But I liked it. It was cute.
I was like, do people really talk like this?
We're old now. They probably do.
You watch shows that I just can't get behind because I feel like people aren't, I don't know.
I mean, they're very dramatic.
I mean, I watch a lot of dumb TV as well.
Yeah. Trailer Park Boys.
It's super
and
dumb.
And what's that other one?
But I'm very well aware it's dumb.
Well, I am very well aware that this is over-dramatized, but yeah. I like it.
I guess we all have our give and takes. What about you, Anthony?
Let's see. There was something about Power Rangers that I saw recently that they have a new showrunner for Power Rangers, so they're going to be in charge of like doing the shows for Netflix, I guess. And they're supposed to be connected, like, with a movie later on at some point. So hopefully they make a really good movie.
Yeah, I was hoping they would have continued the movie they started, but
But did they do
honestly
one or two?
Going back to the 2017 movie, like, there was things that I didn't like about it, but I still thought it was a good movie overall.
Like, yeah, I wanted more of it.
I liked it. Well, they only made one, right?
Yeah,
I liked it. I thought they were gonna do another one.
Well, they did 17 and then they rebooted it again and did in what, 2020?
Oh, maybe I missed that one.
Or no, it's still the same one. Still the same one.
Oh, okay.
Right? They only did it once, right?
Or was rebooted it once?
Yeah.
Was there a part two to that?
No, they never made
it.
There
was supposed to be a part two to the 2017 one.
That's what I thought there was, but then I didn't think I ever saw it.
Because they were setting up for Tommy Oliver, the Green Ranger, to show up. And we never got that. I feel like the only complaint I have really with the movie is that it's a Krispy Kreme ad for the movie. That's all it is.
Krispy Kreme.
Because they literally, the thing that they're looking for, this ultimate source of power, is buried underneath a Krispy Kreme donut shop.
Yeah, and, but I wouldn't say it's completely throwing Krispy Kreme in your face that much. But
no, you see it a good amount, though.
Yeah.
And you see Rita sitting in the donut shop eating a donut.
What?
At one point.
Yeah.
I don't think she eats donuts.
I mean, like, she wasn't even near the Power Rangers, the original one.
And it's... It was a great cast, though, I will say. Like, Elizabeth Banks was Rita Repulsa.
Oh, yeah.
Bryan Cranston was Zordon.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hader was Alpha, which I thought he was really good for that part.
Andy did buy me... So I actually got the chance to finally experience Alchemist Cove. And so if you're listening and you're not local, this is probably not for you. But I finally got to experience Alchemist Cove in School Haven, where Tim goes and buys his comic books and Andy. It's a fantastic shop, man. It's huge. And if you're really into like the tabletop games, I know we talked about on this podcast in the past with Steve and going to play Malifaux and stuff there. I finally got to go and it's dope.
It's really nice.
It's really, really nice. It's super, super clean. It's like a really cool shop. Tons and tons of board games, tons of comics.
I didn't realize they had that little second like room that was, I didn't see that last time. Like, tons had open
of yet. Graphic novels and so you can get like, if there's a run you missed, and they came out with the full book and everything that they have that they might be able to, it would even order stuff for you. So if you're looking for something, let them know. So I think I got into a new comic book line. I didn't get a chance to read it yet, but Andy brought me issue one of it. And I love the idea of it, but it's a new Elvira book where Elvira goes into previous horror movies changes the outcome.
It looks good.
So the very first issue, she goes into Psycho and ends up saving the girl from the shower scene.
Okay.
And then it ends with her getting sucked into the next movie and she's going to be in The Shining.
Yeah. That looks good.
That's cool.
Yeah, so she's going to be – what they kind of shown already is she's going to be in Shining, Nightmare on Elm Street, Alien, and I think there's another one, but I can't remember at the top of my head. But it's pretty much Elvira's going into these horror movies, and she's changing them. Like, but it's funny. It's Elvira, so
– it sounds good, though.
Yeah.
You'll have to read it and let me know.
All right.
I kind of want to get into reading, like, Joe Hill's stuff.
Yeah, well, you can get the whole book there. The huge – collection of which one was that I hand you the good or the bad or something, or it's not Lock and Key, it's his other graphic novel comic book, but they're like I said, if you're into horror, like there's tons of horror based,
there's a lot. I saw when I was just walking around, there's a lot of stuff that looks really good.
Mm-hmm. But all right, well, if you're listening or anything, let us know if maybe a book or two you would recommend to us to pick up, and maybe we'll pick them up and read them or check them out. But if you're also really into comic book talk, go check out on the IWEP Network Pullbox Pals. They're always going and get their new pulls and talk about what they're reading and what they're into. So definitely go check them out. I believe they're live tomorrow night. They move from Thursdays to Wednesdays. So now they're every Wednesday. So you can go and check out Pullbox Pals, which will drop every Wednesday. All right. Well, let's get into our topic. It's going to be good and bad dads and pop culture. Anthony, I'll start with you. You can pick whatever you want. You want a good or a bad? You can start off.
Ooh. Let's start off with a bad dad.
We're not going to be dropping photos in this episode because it's just too much. And last episode, it was hard to like keep the conversation going and forget to take them on and off. So if you don't know what they look like,
I mean, I feel like
use your imagination.
Most people will know who they are.
We're mostly leaning into we're a podcast anyway, so we give you the live stream to let you watch. But
I'm sure people will know who we're talking about. Most of them. Anyway.
Let's hope so. We don't have a lot of people watching anyway, so it's not a big deal. But yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
I'm gonna start with Peter Griffin. I'm gonna say he's a bad dad.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with the Family Guy family is just not good.
They're kind of a mess.
Yeah.
Like the thing that definitely does it for me is like when they had Meg and they gave Peter the birth certificate, they're like, oh, put down the name that he was supposed to put Megan down, and he put Megatron.
Here it is.
That's terrible.
That's why she's just called Meg, because she doesn't want people to know that.
Yeah, I fell off hard with Family
Guy. Yeah, you were like super into it, and then
I loved Family Guy, and then I as I got older, it was kind of like I was like I don't really like the humor. Like I kind of grew out of it.
Kind of like dumb humor. I don't know.
I don't mind dumb humor. Like I said, I watch some dumb shit.
Yeah, I don't love it. I never really, not really my thing.
Yeah, and I
watch it, but
I didn't like stop liking it either because it became cool not to like it. I just felt like there was other things to watch.
Yeah.
And
you like grow out of it.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like love South Park and then stopped watching South Park for Family Guy and then went back to South Park. I'm like, this is way funnier.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I don't really watch either regularly, but I prefer South Park. I mean, there's a lot of dumb stuff in there, but there it makes sense because they're fourth graders.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to have poop jokes. Like, but
like
a lot of it's like real stuff that's like happening.
It's talking about current.
Yeah.
It's talking about like current events.
I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Peter Griffin's pretty bad. Isn't like an alcoholic too? Yeah, just like drinking all the time.
On many occasions.
Yeah. Like they just don't care about what's happening with the kids.
There's nothing wrong with having
I will say like him and his like actual dad, because apparently he didn't know his real father. He goes over to Ireland and the way to prove that he's his son, he has a big drink off with his dad and he wins, but it's like, that's not really a good message for either of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like they're never paying attention to the kids ever.
All right.
I mean, you have a baby that's just running around doing whatever. Mm-hmm. Who's watching this baby?
Like at times, never. Like he'll understand Stewie, and then he like completely forgets that he can talk.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You already acknowledged it.
Heidi.
Okay, so we're gonna start. We're gonna stick with the bad dads.
You can do whatever you want. You can do good, bad. We can rotate. It's up to you.
We'll stick with the bad ones. All right. So I have Christopher Hayden from Gilmore Girls. Terrible.
What He's makes terrible. Him a bad dad?
He just is non-existent. And then he just shows up and just tries to like push his way in, but not in like good ways. He kind of just like, oh, I'm here. Like he's only there when it's good for him. Like he'll just show up. Like
Sounds
he
convenient.
Showed up like 16 years later and he's like, I'm here now. I'm going to be your dad. Oh, actually, I have to go. I'll see you later. Like,
yeah, I don't know. So like, here's the thing, too. There's some dads on this list that I'm kind of like, are they good? Are they bad? But society-wise, we do have a stigma of, like, we want our dads to be more involved, but we also come from a point in time in certain shows or depending on what time era you're watching where the dad wasn't existent in the house. They had to go work 12, 13-hour shifts and then come home and then try to, after they're fucking exhausted and they hate their life and they hate their job and probably forced into marriage. Like they were just like not a good, everyone says we need to have the family structure back. Like that's what makes America great again, is bring back the family structure.
Well, that's what the thing with this is, like he wasn't forced to stay with her.
Yeah.
Like she was like 16 or something when she got pregnant. And then he left and went and had a life where she basically raised his kid alone. And then he just shows up when it's convenient for him and tries to be like, I'm the best. I'm your dad.
Like there are like some dads on this list that I was looking at, like, are they good or bad dads? And a lot of times they're like, oh, they're bad dads because they're miserable. Or they always like that was like the trope in pop culture. They were just the angry dad who just came home from work and didn't want to be bothered.
I feel like society gives dads a pass, though.
You think?
A little bit. Like it's like, oh, that's just how it is. Like, oh, you worked all day. It's OK to be miserable when you come home. But the mom can work all day and you're not allowed to do that. You still have to come home and cook and clean and take care of the kids. And
sure, I'll give you that. But also, like, you also need to, like, put the protector hat on and, like, be the tough dad and, like, almost like, wait till your dad gets home after he works 12 hours. Then I'm going to tell him all the bad things you did. Then you got to get your shit kicked out of you by your dad. So, like, a lot of times, like, dads were villainized in cartoons because they had to be the authority figure as well as the breadwinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
And the mom would kind of like use.
Well, my bar for dads was real low. So
yeah, you had two attempts at the plate, and both of them kind of fucking whiffed out on you. Yeah. So it's some of these dads I think are going to be a little like I can possibly give you bad, like, and a lot of times too, because we're humans, like if a dad starts off as bad on TV but then has a redeeming factor at the end, what makes them good, does them being shitheads their whole existence and then being trying to actually turn around,
yeah,
like is there a common like a turnaround point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can have been an asshole your whole time, but like I think as a kid you realize, and we said this in the
people make mistakes,
and the mom one is like a lot of times parents are still figuring shit out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And that's what he's not the best dad, but he's also not the worst dad. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he just kind of like comes and goes as he please.
Yeah,
but it's not good emotionally for the kid.
Right.
Yeah. I'll stick with a bad dad. I'll go video game because you guys both went there. So I'm going to go with Michael from Grand Theft Auto. Okay. If you haven't played Grand Theft Auto, it's been out for fucking.
I don't remember.
It feels like 600 years now.
We're never going to get Grand Theft Auto 6. Calling it
yeah,
now.
We will.
I didn't know any of them had kids.
So Michael in Grand Theft Auto can also fall under the lines of like The Godfather and and people from like Italian mob movies, where it's like, well, they're good dads because they're all about family. But this guy was just like a life of crime who just didn't like
with bad examples.
He just hated. No, he didn't really like the family didn't really know that he was like super into crime. But he was also because he was so emotionally detached because of the things he's done in regular society. Mm-hmm. And his family kind of roped him into a problem that then he had to go back to a life of crime to then fix for them. So it's tough. Like I definitely think like just as a person, he's not a good person, but like he is doing everything in the video game for like because his family got him into his kids got him into this shit for the first place. Mm-hmm. The more I'm talking about it, I'm kind of pro Michael now. Shit. All right. You know, I guess I'll stay with bad, but yeah, actually the more I'm thinking about the game, he was actually kind
of maybe his family just sucks.
I'm a horrible judge of like, cause I'm the type of person I just be like, you know, fuck this, I'm out of here. But I don't know. Cause I can relate to a lot of these possibly bad dads.
Or you give people too many chances.
That too. All right, Anthony, let's talk some good dads. Give us. All right.
I'm going to go with, I don't remember what his character name is, but it is John Krasinski from A Quiet Place.
Okay. I don't remember what his name is either in the movie.
I don't think they actually say what his name is.
Well, they don't say anything.
It's always Jim.
It's Jim.
It's always Jim.
Okay. We'll just go with Jim.
Oh, he didn't even. Yeah.
Well, I'll piggyback. Well, what makes Jim a good dad and a quiet place?
I would say
a quiet place.
He's very resourceful. He's providing to the whole family, trying to make sure that they all stay quiet and everything else, like setting up the lighting system that they have, where if they see one of the creatures, they have the lights that turn all red to let them know that there's something coming or somebody's hurt or something. So that way they need to stay quiet. And also with like the ending, and this is a spoiler, I will say that he sacrifices himself to make sure that his family can actually, you know, defeat these monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so. He also had a kid during this movie that's deaf. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't even know when she's making noise. So not only did he have to protect his family, but then he had to teach his kids on what they can and can't do. As well as helping his daughter with her disability and helping her survive in a world where you can't make any noise and you don't even know you're making noise.
Yeah, I mean, that makes you, just in general, that whole situation, I feel like, to stick around and take care of your family and try and keep them alive makes you a pretty good dad.
Yeah, well, I will piggyback on good dads, and I will stick with Jim Halpert from The Office.
I didn't even put Jim.
You're a psychopath. Know, how do you I not know. Pick Jim?
I don't know. I totally space. I have a hard time thinking sometimes. Like, I can just think all the time about stuff, but then when I have to think about something, my brain goes blank.
Yeah. So Jim Halpert from The Office, a fantastic dad, a father of two. Little, you know what's funny? I never remember the second kid's name. And how many times have we watched the show?
So many.
What's the first one?
Cece.
What's the second kid's name?
No clue.
No idea.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Good fucking call.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Whoops.
Wow.
I'm talking to you.
I remember is the one episode where she's saying like, I'm not enough, blah, blah, blah. And he writes the list and he says, Pam, Cece, new baby. And then everything else. And there's no name. It's just new baby.
Did we never get the name of the second baby? I feel like that can't be right.
That can't be right. I think we're just spacing right now.
That's pretty shitty of us as often. So.
I think it's Philip.
Philip.
It is Philip
because
they had an argument.
Angela named her baby Philip too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we do know that. Yeah.
Did they name it the same?
Yeah, they were gonna name because she's like, I'm naming it after my cat. And she was, I'm naming it after my grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. It's baby Philip.
I heard baby Philip. It's a boy. Yeah. Whoops.
Whoops.
Yeah. Great dad. Tries to do whatever he can to provide for his family. Good husband. His wife sometimes is a hit and miss.
Oh, you're stupid. Shut up.
But Jim's a good human being. Even though he did stick his nose into a relationship that he probably shouldn't have and flirt it with a girl who is engaged. And we'll get over all that. But as a dad,
he pulled through. Good dad.
Good dad. That whole relationship's a little weird on how it went down.
Can't choose who you fall in love with.
Yep. Heidi. Good dads.
Oh, you skipped me.
That's what I said.
All right. So when I think about this, the
you're
first
right.
One
it's
that
also
comes
Jim
to...
Halpert playing Mr. Fantastic. And now I'm checking out.
when I first think about this, my first one that pops my head, I'm just gonna say is Uncle Phil. But when I was going through my list, I think Danny Tanner might be like number one. He might be like the best.
The best TV dad.
I mean, did you ever see him get mad?
Not on that show.
That's what
rarely.
We're talking Danny Tanner, not Bob Saget. He doesn't ever get really mad. And when he does, he's not like the yell, I'm gonna yell, I'm gonna throw things, I'm gonna scare you and make you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's more of like, I'm disappointed, which is actually worse. But like, I don't know. I just think that's good to show like your kids like that your anger isn't the way, like, that's not always how you handle things. Like, I think that's good. And he raised his three kids without the mother. Like, I mean, I know he had help, but like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And they're
under
girls.
Under the circumstances, too.
Right.
They never really, I mean, I'm sure there's episodes where he did really talk about his grieving and everything like that.
And then they're girls, like, not that one is easier, but I'm sure as a guy raising a boy, it would be a little bit easier because you know what they went through. They know what they're going through. But a guy raising three girls, you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
Like, that had to be hard. And I feel like he was always there for them no matter what. Like, he was never, like, and he worked full time. Like, he was never non-existent. They could come to him whenever they needed to or whenever they needed something or something was wrong. I don't know. Danny Tanner was pretty awesome.
And I would say like the one time that like he freaked out was when he walked into the kitchen, the car busted through.
Oh.
And Joey's just sitting there listening to me, like his meditation tape or whatever it is. And they're like yelling at each other, quick, get like a bucket or something. No, not that.
Yeah. Like he would get upset or mad, but never like... You know, some parents are just like their first instinct is like yell and curse and scream, break something. He was never like that. He was just like, this is bad. I'm disappointed in you.
I'll circle back to this question. Remind me.
Do it now because I'll forget.
Who is America's dad? Like, because there's
Danny Tanner.
I think there's three that are in the talks.
Uncle Phil, Danny Tanner.
And who else? I mean, despite allegations now, Cosby.
Cosby. Technically, his name wasn't Cosby. We went over this.
Yeah, why? They were the Huxtables. If you're listening, why was it called the Cosby Show?
But they were the Huxtables.
But they were the Huxtables.
No idea. Yeah,
why do they?
I never even thought about it until you said it to me, and I was like, his name's not Cosby in the show.
But it was the Cosby Show.
It was the Cosby Show. But they're the Huxtables.
I didn't know that. But
yeah,
I don't. Maybe
I never picked up on it. Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, as I was going through this, I feel like I first went to like TV shows. That was like my first, I guess, because that's like the easiest. And I feel like
sitcom dads are usually or sitcom parents are ingrained in your brain.
Yeah, and I feel like most of them are good. Like I had a hard time like picking out bad ones, or like some of them you don't even remember. Like. Some of the shows, I'm like, I don't remember the parents that much. Like, I don't even.
The only other show that I remember hating, I fucking hated. And I hated because of the mom. I just couldn't stand her as a mom or as a person. But I just remember always being like, I like this dad. I mean, I didn't put him on my list, but I'm just kind of spitballing here. I don't even remember his character's name in it, but Goodman, John Goodman and Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't a big Tom Arnold guy, but I remember I always liked Goodman as an actor.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. But I don't remember like
Roseanne was like the first like trailer park family. You could be like, I can relate to them.
Yeah.
They
like
don't live
normal.
In a, they don't
lower
live in a
class,
super nice
like,
house.
Yeah.
But sitcom families kind of went away from me when I hit like middle school. Like I didn't care about sitcom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't give a shit anymore.
No, I
Tony, when
like
you
I
were
did.
Describing that, I kind of I almost thought you were gonna say Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, so like I never watched like Malcolm in the Middle. Like that whole era
that
like,
was a little after we because I didn't I feel like I've seen like a few episodes, but I didn't watch that either. That was a little after our.
Like, I didn't watch that 70s show. I didn't watch. Like, I knew some of that. I knew of them, but I didn't. Like, I didn't get back into sitcoms until probably The Office and Always Sunny when I was an adult. Like, I just didn't watch.
I feel like that, and there's just so many, and then you're like, oh, because then I was like looking online and I was like, oh, yeah, I guess they're good too, but like, I don't really remember them.
Here's even crazier. I was never the type of kid that, like, oh, my show's on at this time. Because you have to remember, my house always had a shit ton of people in it. Like, between me, my dad, my mom, my grandma, my brother, whoever was living with us at that time. I didn't have, most of my childhood, I didn't have a TV in my room. And if I did have a TV, it didn't have cable in it. So I couldn't be like, oh, cool, I'm going to watch. Like, the only show I knew that I needed to be on at that point in time, at a certain time, every single like day of the week, was Monday Night Raw. Like, I never was like, oh, tonight is this.
Yeah, I don't think I was like that either as a kid. And then maybe in high school, I started watching Grey's Anatomy, but I would record it because it was always on, like, I was at work or something.
Yeah, we didn't have DVR.
I didn't know I like VHS recorded.
Oh, because... no, like I just remember Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Monday Night Raw, and then Friday nights were either to a point was like the when Nickelodeon had like Are You Afraid of the Dark on Friday.
Yeah, but I feel like that was when we were younger.
Yeah, and then when I got older, the only thing I looked forward to on Fridays if I wasn't at a football game was Comedy Central Presents, where it was like all stand up comedy almost all night long.
Yeah, I feel like the same with the TV. I don't remember when I had a TV in my room. And I know, like, before my brother and stepdad came along, like, my mom didn't really watch TV, so I could watch whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. But then they came along and
I think they controlled the TV. I was more into movies than I was TV.
Yeah, when I got older, I definitely
I'm watching more TV now that I didn't, like, cinematically, like, episode, mm-hmm. now that, like, streaming and binging it, like, you can binge watch things.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't a big sitcom, like, and that was the beauty of sitcoms, I guess, for us growing up, is you didn't need to see the three episodes before that, because they kind of all went together.
Yeah, or they did, like, mm-hmm. little catch up, but, I mean, yeah. I would watch them, and not, it would always just be because it was good timing, like, whatever was on, like, Xena, and,
Full
like,
House,
Charmed
if you watched
whatever,
from beginning through, you had a better understanding of what happened, but you can still tune in any episode and get something from it, you know?
Yeah.
I hate the fact that StreamYard does this, like, the connection just dips.
Why?
I have no idea, like, no one's on the internet. It pisses
me
off.
Really weird.
I don't know. I just hate it. I fucking hate it.
Anyways, you're next.
Right?
Or did you already say you're good dad?
So you went with...
you said Jim Halpert.
Yeah. I'll go back around. So I will say... I'll go animation movie here. I'm going to go with Marlin from Finding Nemo.
Are you saying good or bad?
Good.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This dude swam across the ocean looking for his kid.
I was looking at your list upside down earlier, and I, for some reason, I thought he was bad, and I was like, I need to know this explanation now.
No, I think he's a good dad.
That makes sense. Yes.
He swam across the ocean and had to deal with Ellen DeGeneres.
He was a little overprotective, but he works on it, and I can understand when your wife gets murdered and your kid's got a little bum fin.
He was trying to protect like his kids at the beginning, too.
Yeah.
And he ended up, unfortunately, getting knocked unconscious.
Is he top tier dad in the Disney universe?
Considering most of the dads are dead, yeah, right.
Like, who's a better dad in the Disney universe? Don't give me Pixar nonsense.
I'm trying to think of dads.
There's only other one that comes to mind, but I don't give him full credit. Who? Because he didn't even make the whole movie.
Who?
Mufasa.
So I was reading a list that put Mufasa in the bad dad list. How are you going to call him a bad dad? He got murdered.
Today's woke kids, maybe he was too overbearing.
They were like, no, their reasoning was that because he told his kid that all of this is yours. But that's the truth in the jungle.
Yeah.
That's
the jungle king.
He's
the king of the jungle.
I mean, he was a good dad. I was thinking of the dad from Moana. He was pretty good. He was very overprotective too.
It is kind of weird that we pluralize king, like a lion is the king of the jungle, but there's like thousands of lions. So like how do you?
Well, they're king of that jungle. They fight to be the king, right?
I don't know.
That's how it works. But I can't really think of any other Disney dads.
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Well, because most of them died. All the princess dads are gone. None of them have dads.
I mean, Jasmine has a dad, but he's
kind of dumb.
He's kind of a shithead, yeah.
He tried to, like, marry her off, didn't he?
Yeah. Could you imagine? He's like the leader of the nation.
He's a little dumb.
That's fucking crazy. I mean, look at our country. We're not very good at picking leaders either.
But he's the only one, right? Cinderella's dad's gone. Snow White's dad is gone. Moana's dad is there. That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, I never seen Moana. I think
Tarzan had his parents.
Did he was raised by animals, wasn't he?
No. At the beginning, they show them getting, like, their ship was, like, burning.
Oh, okay.
And they were trying to escape. Both of the parents made it off, but Sabretooth Tiger ends up killing them later on. So it's
Ariel's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ariel's dad.
Protective, I guess. He was bad. He's pretty good, right?
I would give him a pass.
Yeah.
A little overprotective, but I would still say he's a good dad.
Yeah. It's better than just not giving a shit.
All right. Anthony, let's go with a good dad.
A good dad. Let me go back to my list here. Let's go with Carl Winslow.
Okay. Yeah, he was pretty good.
That's Urkel, right?
Yeah.
Urkel show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that show actually called?
Family Matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always just call it the Urkel show.
Family Matters.
Picked him,
yeah,
it's like, even though he gets, like, tormented by Steve, he still treats him as, like, he's his own son. And, yeah, like, he finds out in one episode that, like, his parents aren't actually really home, and he's, like, this more protective guardian figure, like, father figure to help him out. So that's why I picked him.
He's just always a good person in everything he's in, right? Like, he's never been a shithead.
He's, like, a good cop everywhere. He was a good cop in Die Hard.
Yeah. He's an underrated good dad. He's just like a good, like, you just see him, you're like, yeah, I want him to be my dad.
He was a good dad.
Yeah. Heidi.
Good pick.
Good dad.
Good dad. Uncle Phil. He had, like, an angry side, but he just kind of, like Carl Winslow, he, like, took in his nephew and put up with his antics and took care of him.
They got the show once
Uncle
again.
Uncle Phil makes me cry.
Yeah, the episode with the dad.
I might cry. Stop. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, that episode has got me a few times to cry.
It gets me every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Okay, move on.
starts crying. All right. We're going to switch to the bad side here. And I'm going to go with there's some home runs here I can swing at. But, you know, I'm going to steal a horror one on Heidi because I don't know if she has him on the list or not.
Probably not.
But I'm going to go with all work, no play makes you a dull boy. And that's going to be Jack Torrance.
Okay.
Tried to be good. Tried to be a good dad. He was giving it his best. I would say most of his bad dad comes from the evil entities of the house.
Hotel, yeah.
The hotel.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have been... Well, we don't know.
He did struggle with alcoholism, and but he also is a creative writer, and that is tough. And it is tough to make a living and chase your dream. Like, he could have been a dad that just worked in a factory, but he was a writer. He wanted to be a writer, and then you got your kid talking to shit in his throat, and your wife is just
smoking cigarettes.
Oh my goodness!
And it's like he's just alone with his family. There's no
every
one
bad dad. I'm just like fucking find a ways that they're not that bad. But what does make Jack a bad dad is he does get possessed by demons.
And he tries to murder.
And he drinks a shit ton of booze and he sees dead little girls and then he gets an axe and tries to murder his whole family.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I can still justify the fact that he's not a bad dad. It was evil. The evil,
evil
got in his brain.
You always see the good in people.
I always see the good in people. But like you show me like Carrie's mom. I did make a point for Carrie's mom too. She did have like probably mental health issues and she was trying her best with her daughter. Just
the Bible did it to her.
Yeah. Once again, the evil got in her. Yeah. All right. There's another bad dad that I just fucking kind of made good
you
a little bit.
You just always want to find the good in everyone. That's a good thing.
I suck at this game.
Quality, where I'm like, all everyone's bad.
We were talking about that someone's come on your list for bad dad and we're like, man, he is probably the worst of the worst. And then like, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, but fuck man, maybe he wasn't raised right. And then, yeah. But anyway,
I mean, I feel like that's pretty much how it is for everyone.
You go next, honey. For bad dad.
Yeah. Frank Gallagher.
There he is.
He's just, See, okay, so I can see what you're saying. He was probably not raised right, but he just flat out doesn't care. It's not that he doesn't know better, because he flat out is just like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to do this because this is what I want to do. I don't care about you.
Even when you think he's being good, there's a fucking underlying reason why he's doing it.
He's just bad. He just doesn't care.
He cares, but only about himself.
Right, about himself. He doesn't care about his kids.
Like, even when he's like trying to be a good dad to...
It's always selfish. Like,
what's the youngest kid's name?
Liam.
Liam.
Liam's the only one he cares about because he's not corrupted yet and doesn't realize that he's actually a piece of shit.
Yeah, but even he uses him as a pawn. Does.
Yeah.
He uses Liam the whole time as a
pawn. Right, he uses him for everything that he wants. He uses him to get money or whatever.
Yeah, Frank's he's a piece fucking, of shit. He's an awful human.
It sucks, though, because, like, you grow to like the character.
I had to stop watching that show because it would give me anxiety. It gave me really bad anxiety.
It was super emotional, though.
And they got rid of Fiona, and I just didn't care after that.
It just kind of, not that it went downhill, but it just wasn't the same. And then the end was just like, I mean, it's been over for a little while now, right? Like,
yeah.
The end was just weird. Like,
I never seen the end.
There's a part where, he dies. But
well, I mean, it had to have come.
Yeah, but there's a part where, like, he's, like, dying. And it shows him, like, seeing her or something like that, like flashbacks. But then then there's another part where he's like saying goodbye or something, but she never comes up.
Yeah.
It's like she just completely disappeared.
Well, she had issues with the show. Like,
they weren't paying her enough.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't paying her as much as they were paying like the male characters. And she was like the main, besides Frank, like, she's one of the main characters.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
Well, there's a good dad on that show.
Kev.
Kev's a good dad to two kids.
He's a good dad. He loves his kids, but he's just a little... They do what they got to do to survive.
Yeah, he's dumb, but he's trying his best.
Sometimes it's a little sketchy.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make your means. Yeah. But overall, he's a good dad.
Yeah.
He's a good dad.
I love Kev.
Nikolai. Anthony.
I got two bad dads left.
Oh, how do I have so many?
I put a list just to see how long we go.
Oh, yeah, I had like five of each. So go ahead.
Richard just joined and says, hey, I'm late. What dads did we talk about? So for good dads, we knocked out a little bit here. We're pretty far in. To go through all of them would be a lot, but I would say maybe check the replay. You missed maybe about an hour of the show, but we still have a little bit to go. So,
yeah, still got a bunch.
But go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go with Red Foreman from That 70s Show.
For bad dad.
See, I never watched.
Yeah, he was bad. He was mean. He was just kind of a dick.
Did he have any good qualities at all?
Not really, no. He was just the worst person to, like, his own son. Like, he literally...
And to his wife. He was just not nice.
Like, literally, they thought he was sneaking out of the house. So, he does this very drastic idea to take plywood, hammers, and nails, and nail every window in his room to make sure that he doesn't leave.
Mm.
And he's doing like checkups in the room, like to make sure that they don't have people over. So everyone's
well,
like,
they're always smoking pot in the basement, right?
Yeah, but meanwhile, there's a daughter that no one ever talks about, right?
Yeah,
like she's just like, off doing whatever the hell she wants.
Yeah, they have a daughter, like she's in it at times, but she's not really too much into it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's just out doing what she wants to do. And meanwhile, Eric's just getting the shit
like
kicked out of him
or something.
And no one cares. She could do what she wants, but Eric's getting beat up every day by his dad.
Yeah. I'll do a round robin. We'll stick with the bad dads here again. You gave a Frank. I'm gonna give a Frank. But this one here, I'm tough. It's tough because once again, he does have positive qualities as a dad. But he is just, I mean, this whole show, every person in this show is just, they're just shit human beings. And that's gonna be Frank Reynolds from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He doesn't care about his kids. He doesn't care about anything.
He's a rich guy who can literally live a lavish lifestyle, but just chooses to live in
like shit.
The dumps.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way Frank wants to live. Like, he doesn't even live with his own kids. He shares a bed with Charlie
for a what reason?
And he's loaded.
He's so strange.
I like him as a character, but man, he's a tough dad. Like, in a way, yes, he's a shit dad, but he's always there with his kids.
Now he is. Where was he for their whole childhood?
He was there.
I thought he just showed up one day.
Well, yeah, well, kind of. So, like, they don't really show, like, the beginning. But, like, once again, like, most of their childhood, he was probably rich, and he was doing rich guy mm-hmm. and working 9 to 5s and being, like, just, like, making his money. And then they got older, and then he rejoined their life and gives them but doesn't give them money. Like, someone's footing the money for this bar because they're never working in it.
There's never any customers.
Like, someone's keeping the lights on. That's probably Frank paying for everything. But he's spending, I mean, probably not the most productive, but he's spending quality time with his kids.
I don't know. I don't think it's very great.
Frank Reynolds up for debate once again, but I will have him on my bad dad list.
And also, all right, so you're always defending people, and you're like, they work 9 to 5 and blah, blah, blah. That's not an excuse. My mom worked 2 jobs.
All right, this isn't about mothers right now.
But
right?
I'm saying
they had their episode parents, 2 episodes ago.
Parents can still be good parents and work a lot.
Sure.
But it's not an excuse.
But Frank drinks and does drugs with his kids on a regular basis.
Yeah. I guess they're bonding.
They're bonding. Heidi.
Oh, is it my turn? Yeah.
Bad dad.
Bad dad. Mr. Wormwood from Matilda. Piece of shit.
That's not DeVito, is it?
Yes, it is.
You fucking stuck with Danny DeVito.
He's terrible, just like the mom that I said, Mrs. Wormwood. They're terrible. They are terrible to their children, especially Matilda. And then they just write her off. They don't even care. He didn't even care. He was in the car getting ready to leave.
He'll come back when she's older and they'll drink and do drugs together.
He didn't even care. It was terrible.
Can we just make that like every Danny DeVito, just remake old Danny DeVito movies where just like the kids get older and it's almost like Always Sunny, but like
it's really hard too when you pick a character because like, so this is like a whole side thing. He was a terrible character, but in real life, like Matilda's mom in real life was sick. So like he basically helped take care of her. And then I read somewhere too that like, they like snuck the mom like an advanced copy so she could see the movie before she died. Like they're like, he was like great. Him and his wife were like, they helped take care of her because the mom was sick.
Wait,
in real life,
the real Matilda, like the girl who plays Matilda.
Yeah. Like her mom.
Whatever happened to her? She like fell off the earth.
Yeah. I don't know.
She was like going to be like the biggest thing ever. She was in a lot of stuff, right?
I feel like she was in a bunch of things, but yeah. But so it's weird because like they were trash parents in the movie, but like in real life, DeVito, they were taking care of.
DeVito
like,
plays a trash human, but yeah. In real life, he's dope as hell.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony. Did you give your bad dad this round?
Yeah, it was Red Foreman.
Yeah,
but I have one more bad dad though.
Go ahead.
It is Homer Simpson.
I'm torn on Homer.
Tell us why. He works a 9 to 5 and he's tired when he gets home.
There are tons of episodes where he's a very loving, compassionate, and gives decent advice as a dad. But I think like the overall arc that you see of Homer is he's choking Bart.
Yeah.
But like
I didn't really watch a lot of
But as the character progresses as Homer, he's a way better dad than Peter Griffin. Like he he at least cares about his kids. He's just not very smart. He's kind of dumb. But he does genuinely give a shit about his kids and tries to do best for them.
Okay. I never really watched a lot of this.
Homer is on the middle. Like
you made a middle list?
Yeah, like he's the middle guy. Like I can't really put him in a good or bad.
Yeah.
I would more lean good for Homer.
Okay, so why do you think he's bad, Anthony?
I would say more based on the movie for The Simpsons. Because like Bart really needed his help and he dares him to skateboard like with no clothes on and Bart gets arrested and he doesn't show up to help him. And when he does show up, he brings him a shirt, no pants, no shoes, nothing. It's like, that's awful.
Yeah. Movie Homer, probably not the best. Yeah. But fuck, Bart always fucks with him.
I will say there is a good quality towards the end when they're putting nails in the roof. Homer always hits himself with the hammer and Bart actually gives him safety goggles and they have that like father-son like bond, like they're doing something together.
That's cute.
And then he ends up falling off the roof because he accidentally nails his leg.
Yeah. Homer's always trying to bond and connect with Bart, but they're like oil and water, like oil and gas and fire. They just don't get along. But like he's really good to Maggie and Lisa. yeah. All right. We'll switch over to good. We'll go to the good side here. I'm going to go with a possible bad dad turned good. We're going to go with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
Awesome dad. Always made his kids laugh. Maybe not the best husband. He was a shit husband because he was too much of a kid.
Yeah.
But he would do anything for his kids.
I feel like I don't even remember like the beginning. Was he just not around or did they
he was always there.
So what was
the problem? Was the mother was trying to be the disciplinary person and he was always the fun party dad. So when they were only going to have a small birthday party, he hired a petting zoo. He had a house full of kids and the mom.
So she always had to be the bad.
She was always, she had to be the, and he was always a good cop because he was always the fun. He was the voice actor. Like his whole job was to always just be a kid at heart.
Yeah.
And then she just didn't want to marry and be with a kid at heart. She wanted a real man. She wanted a guy who
well, no, she didn't want to have to always be the bad guy. Sometimes you have to be the bad guy when there are children.
She wanted your typical Pierce Brosnan fucking 007. Well,
she should have thought about that before she had four kids with him.
Yeah.
Then they have four kids.
But this dude enters cross-dressing.
to see his
to, just because his
to
shit
a Hollywood
wife,
level.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his shit wife was trying to over, like... Well,
yeah, I definitely didn't like her in the movie. Like, I thought she was a little crazy. Like, I just... That's too much. Like, I understand why she's upset, because you need to be, like, on the same level when you're parenting your kids.
Here's the thing.
But she should have known all that beforehand.
If you're like, okay, you... I can't get along with you as a dad.
But don't take it out on the kid.
You're an asshole, lady. You're just a dumb idiot dog. Why would you do that? Sorry, lady just tried to kill herself with an oscillating fan. She had all the room in the world to walk around it, but she had to jump where the plug was. Unbelievable. Maybe I'm a bad dad dog because she, yeah.
So yeah, could you call her
why
an
would
asshole?
You go back that way? Go the other way. Sorry.
Lay down. You anyway, called her an asshole. You're a bad dad dog.
Fucking mother doesn't want to be with him, and his punishment for her not liking him as a husband is I'm going to make you spend less time and see your kids less.
Yeah, I think
to the point
shitty.
Where he has to go and dress up as Mrs. Doubtfire and get a second job and pretend he's this person just so he can spend quality time with his kids.
She's pretty shitty too.
Yeah.
He's a good dad. I don't think he's a bad dad.
I'd say he's a good dad.
Yeah.
And
she's kind of crappy, but.
And while his guy that, you know, he's handsome, he's James Bond. Yeah. He's taking away everything he loves in his family. He has a second. He still goes and saves his life after he almost kills him. Robert Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire.
All right.
Good dads.
Good dads. Who's next?
You.
Me? All right. Let's go with Bob Belcher.
Bob's a good dad.
He's a good dad.
He's
they're
the best.
Good parents. They're a little strange and not very smart, but they're both pretty good parents.
I love
they Bob care Bob's. About the kids for the most part. Their dry humor cracks me up, but for the most part, they care about the parents. They don't really yell at the kids
he
100% ever.
100% cares about his kids.
Yeah.
Even when his parents. Kids do crazy dumb shit, he's just like,
weird kid.
Okay, I can see why you guys did that.
They're so weird. I think he's a good dad.
Great dad. He was also on your list as well, right?
No, he was not on my list.
Oh, he wasn't? Okay.
That was me. That was my list.
Give us a good dad.
I did not have this one on my list, but I'm going to say it now because I forgot to put him in. Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Okay.
From Home Improvement.
Good dad.
Did you ever watch that?
I watched a little bit of it, yeah.
I watched it for JTT.
Now, of course you did. He was in all the magazines.
And the first partner girl, whatever her name was, Heidi. So
she was, yeah. I was more of a fan
oh,
of
the
his,
tool girl.
Yeah,
I was always more of a fan of his neighbor.
I met her.
Did you?
Yeah. She was at Chiller.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson. That was the neighbor, right?
Mr. Wilson was Dennis the Menace.
No, but his name was Mr. Wilson.
It might have been Mr. Wilson.
I think it was just Wilson. I don't think it was Mr. Wilson.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was just Wilson. Yeah.
And I always liked Al, his
The partner, yeah. His
partner, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good dad, Anthony.
Tell us why.
Just because of all like the crazy antics he gets into, like with trying to make things like super powered up, and he gets the kids involved too. Like they made the washer and dryer like souped up, and you just see the kids on top of it, and it's just spinning in circles and everything. It's like he has a lot of fun making stuff happen.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good dad. I don't remember much about the show, but
let's look at the chat here real quick. So we do have Rich said Stu Pickles from the Rugrats, goofy but good dad, and has nice moments with his kids.
I feel like I was thinking about the Rugrats actually, because I feel it's like hard they're all pretty good parents.
It's hard. Are they?
The babies go run around. The babies are just on the loose.
But here's the question.
Maybe we're not sure if they're
here's the question. Are the kids on the loose all the time?
Or is it in their imagination? Or
are they just using their imagination?
We don't know.
They could be stuck in that playpen the entire time. But they're using their imaginations to give more detail. So that one's a tough one. Because, like,
yeah,
are we actually seeing them use a screwdriver and get out and explore the house? Or is that
I'm sure somebody would have found a screwdriver in their diaper.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. Unless Tommy's boofing it. what else we got? Cheryl says Herman Munster,
good dad.
I mean, dad. We said both the moms from these shows are fantastic, and I would agree.
I think both the dads are
both
too.
Dads.
Gomez,
great dads.
They're both really good.
Herman has one of my favorite quotes that I use a lot. I don't know the exact quote from my top of my head, but there is a great Herman Munster quote about essentially racism. I will find it real quick. So,
cool. What's next?
Professor John Robinson. That one, I'm not 100%
sure who that is. Do you know Anthony?
It's not Lost in Space, is it?
I'm
Danger
not sure.
Will Robinson?
Nigel Thornberry.
Nigel Thornberry.
He's got a beak on him.
Smashing.
And Richard Barr says, now I have to reevaluate the Rugrats.
I did actually think about the Rugrats, and I was like, I think they're all pretty good parents, but then we don't know if those babies are out running around. There were episodes where the parents were looking for the kids. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, like, here's the quote real quick.
And Grandpa always falls asleep when he's babysitting.
And this is what Herman tells Eddie. He goes, the lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like, or you can be tall, fat, short, or thin. Are ugly or handsome like your father. You could be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. But what does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
That's a good one.
Love Herman Munster.
Good job, Herman Munster.
The trailer dropped for the new movie.
Yeah, but it doesn't really show you a lot unless I missed it.
So
the one I saw was just like an intro.
I think the way that they're maybe setting this up is I don't think there's kids.
Huh.
I think this is pre Munsters. I think we're gonna get like maybe a couple movies out of this.
But Grandpa's still really old.
He's fucking a vampire. He's gonna be old regardless.
That's true.
So I think this is gonna be like the introduction of the Munsters, and then it's gonna lead into kids later. Don't know, but we'll find out.
Okay.
Where are we at here? Are we at good or bad dads?
Is there anything else
we did good?
Yes, the original Lost in Space, she said.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever seen that, actually.
All right, so bad dad. I'll start this one off.
Okay.
Oh, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. He's trying to kill his kids, right?
Just I'm going to murder my children.
And everyone.
Because they have the Force. Because he wants ultimate power. But once again, towards the end, he does realize on his deathbed that he made a grave mistake.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does. When he takes his helmet off and he's like, I'm sorry. Because Anakin was a good person and then just kept being swayed to the dark side. And then he eventually made the bad choice. And then his whole goal was then remove the Jedi from existence. But yeah, not a good dad. Not a good dad at all, Darth Vader.
When he takes off his helmet, is he James Earl Jones?
No, he's a white guy.
Well,
yeah.
Disappointment.
The guy who actually, so from what Andy told me in one of his banging beers Star Wars rants, is that the guy who initially voiced Vader thought he was Vader the whole time.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And then they're like, hey, all that work you did of you voicing Vader, we're not going to use. We're going to redub that everything with James Earl Jones. Well, so he was just Vader in costume, and when he takes his helmet off, but everything else is James Earl Jones.
Well, he's Mufasa, which is better. So,
who?
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones is fantastic. Whatever he does,
he's Mufasa.
I know. I'm aware. all right, bad dad.
Me?
Yeah.
Dr. Evil.
Oh, you stole it on me.
Actually, I had it first, so.
I mean, is he a bad dad?
Yes, he's a piece of shit. He's so mean to his kid. Like, he is so mean to, what's his name, Scotty?
Is Mini-Me technically a kid, or is it a clone?
It's a clone. He cloned himself. He treats it like it's
a kid, though.
He cloned himself rather than take care of his own child.
But if...
No, you can't make it good. You can't make everything good. You cannot make everything good.
I have a bag of with your name on it.
I will say with Dr. Evil, like, he went to therapy with his son to try to, you know, patch things up. So I will give him that. Like, he actually tried. All right,
he tried therapy.
But yeah. I would still say he's pretty bad, though.
He's still pretty bad. He's literally trying to take over the world and kill everyone.
He's a bad dad.
And he's very mean to his son.
Anthony.
Kind of rant. Actually, you know what? Thanos. He was a terrible father.
Yeah.
Know anything?
Little power hungry.
See.
I have one. I have two more bad dads, and I have possibly three good dads left.
Yeah, I have two more good dads and one more bad dad.
All right. I will stick with you with the bad. I'll knock my comic book one out. The Green Goblin.
Well, he didn't tell us why he's bad.
I mean, is it Thanos?
I don't know what he did. Oh. What did he do?
He just wanted to control the entire universe and galaxy. And
who's his kids?
In an Infinity War.
He has a ton of kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this is where he really shows that he's not the greatest father. When he's gathering up all the stones, his daughter Nebula gets on the ship and tries to get rid of him. And they show her captured, and he's using the stones on her, and he's like tearing her apart to get information out of her.
I mean, she was trying to kill him first, though.
He's the parent. He should know better. He should have taught her better.
But then there was also another thing with his adoptive daughter, Gamora, that in order to get that one stone, he had to throw her off a cliff.
Oh.
Because she had to get rid of the one he loved the most.
I mean, he loved her. Gotta get that stone, though. Green Goblin, I think we all realize he got the evil in him. He tried to be well, just got that evil in him. Worked a lot of hours at Oscorp, you know. All right, good dad. I'm gonna go with Chris Gardner.
Who's that?
Chris Gardner is the character Will Smith plays in The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A good one.
This dude was struggling with being homeless and figuring his whole life out, but still being a good role model to his father, his kid, and just
taking care of him,
trying to give him life lessons.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a very good dad.
Fucking fantastic. Yeah. I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
You tell me your
of my good ones. Jack Pearson from This Is Us. He was a good dad. He struggled a little bit with his own issues and alcoholism, but overall he tried his best and tried to not be like his father, who was mean and nasty and abusive and not a good father. He was a good dad. And he tried to save his kid's dog and then died in a fire. Well, smoke inhalation.
What movie is this?
This Is Us, the show.
Oh. I want to say a quote real quick from The Pursuit of Happiness.
Okay.
It was right then that I started thinking about Thomas Jefferson on the and then on the Declaration of Independence and the part about the right of life, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I remember thinking, how did he know to put the pursuit part in there? Maybe happiness is something that we can only pursue, and maybe we can never have it, no matter what. So You're entitled to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness isn't guaranteed. It has to be something you seek out for. It's a very, very deep quote. I love that movie. It's a good fucking movie.
I'm sorry. Just be real.
Another weird. Another right person I know, unfortunately, I didn't lose a lot of respect, but it did bum me out, the whole slap thing.
Yeah. And then you know what? I just saw a video. He did that to someone else, like a reporter or somebody, like gave him a kiss. And it looked like the guy was like, you know, in some cultures, do you like kiss them on the cheek?
No, that guy was being, well, he was trying to do like a prank.
I didn't see the whole thing. I didn't see all of it. I just saw like that one part.
No, the
like,
whole ooh, smacking somebody in the on the red. I seen that one where the guy was like, he's like, "What are you doing, man?" And he's like
"Don't kiss me in my mouth."
Yeah, I would have slapped him too.
You kiss people in their mouth all the time.
I do, but like if I'm on a red carpet and some complete stranger just tries to like get a video clip for their fucking fame.
Yeah,
I'm like, you want a clip? Here's you getting clapped in your mouth. Mm-hmm. That's your clip.
I don't know.
Don't be disrespectful. Because if you would have tried to sneak a kiss on a female,
somebody probably would have tackled you.
Exactly. So he deserves to get smacked in his mouth. And it's not even like a homophobic thing. It's not because he kissed a dude. No, like you just don't invade someone's space like that.
Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw like that one little clip. So I didn't know if it was a reporter or somebody, but yeah.
Not many movies that I see with Will Smith where he's a bad dad.
No, I don't know.
No. Well, I do have, I'm going to piggyback real quick with Good Dads because I do realize I have another one.
Yeah.
Because I talked about Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler's a fantastic dad. And the movie that we got to see Adam Sandler play that dad role is Big Daddy.
I was just going
to
say Big Daddy.
He was a good dad and Big Daddy. Technically not his kid, but he showed like him getting that kid matured him and he got him a new perspective on life. And then obviously
he took care of him. He didn't have to.
He took care of little Frankenstein.
He tried not to at first, but then he did.
Yeah. You know, when someone pukes, you just throw newspaper over it. And then obviously gave little Frankenstein to his rifle dad and then had his own little kid. And it was the happiness everybody wanted. I actually learned something about that movie. He met his wife on that movie, his actual wife to this day. She's the one that gives him root beers in the bar.
Yeah. I just read that too somewhere.
She says, "What team are you rooting for?" And he goes, "The goddamn Jets."
I wipe such my own movie. Ass. Great it is movie. A good movie.
Anthony.
Yeah, do you have any more?
I have another good dad. It's another Marvel dad, Scott Lang, aka Ant-Man.
Oh, you took it on me.
Oh, Ant-Man. He's a dad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The whole reason he got in the whole, well, I mean, in the movie. So Scott Lang's a little weird because most people think when they think of Ant-Man, they think of Hank Pym.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a little bit of a swerve in the movie where they went with Scott, but it's still really good. But the whole reason that he even became Ant-Man is because he was trying to pay child support because he couldn't afford it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He heard about a score of like some rare treasure that somebody had, and he ended up taking the suit and basically got hired by Hank Pym just to basically become a superhero after that.
Yeah, he's just
the movie, but I don't remember.
He's not, he doesn't have any superpowers. It's just, it's all suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's super, super, super intelligent. He's actually a very smart guy. Do you have any more good?
Phil Dunphy.
Good dad. Good one.
He's a good dad.
He's dumb as shit. He's a good
dumb dad. As a box of rocks. But he's a good dad.
He's a very
dad.
Lovable goofball.
Yeah. And he doesn't get mad. He's just, I mean, he gets mad, but not like angry.
He gets like disappointed.
Yeah. More. Which is terrible, but like being disappointed, like that hurts. That hurts when your parents are like, "I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed."
I'm disappointed.
Oh, does that hurt?
But I think he goes to the well with that too many times.
Yeah. But I would prefer that over,
but he's genuine.
Over anger and like just yelling and cursing your kids.
I will say this. He's dumb, but he always, like, he's never hiding his emotion. He's very comfortable with who he is and who he wants to be. And
he shows his emotions, which is good to show your kids, especially if you have a boy.
And his wife is super hot. Goes to his happy place. That's another Adam Sandler quote. You know who I'm talking about? Yeah, she's from Happy Gilmore.
Is she?
She's the girl he chases in Happy Gilmore. Okay. And then he goes to his happy place and she's in the white lingerie, giving him beers. And then when he goes towards dark places in black lingerie.
I've seen that one a couple of times. It wasn't one of my go-tos, though.
Happy Gilmore. Good fucking movie.
Big Daddy or Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates.
Grown-ups.
One and two.
Trying to get chocolate wasted.
Little Nicky's really underrated, too.
Yeah, that one's underrated.
Yeah, it's not. I saw a couple times.
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison's good. Mm-hmm. He always gets really hot girls in his movies.
Always. That's how you're supposed to do it. We should do an Adam Sandler episode. We just talk we our should. Favorite Adam Sandler movie.
That'd be fun.
Although, we pick an actor and do like.
That would be fun. I think we could do Adam Sandler would be a good one. But the new movie that we just watched, he didn't have. It wasn't like his other movies.
What are you talking about?
Like he had like funny stuff, but it wasn't the same. Like all his people.
I thought you were going to say he didn't have a hot wife. Let's see. How dare you?
No, that's not what I was saying.
Queen Latifah is a very attractive woman.
She is, and she's awesome. And yes. I love her. Yeah. I love her character. No, I'm saying it wasn't like his other movies where it's all like funny and like all of his people are in it. His people weren't in this one.
No, they weren't. Actually, even though I'm not a fan of him, but one of the also executive producers of people who put the money up for this was LeBron James.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, back to our dads. I have one more bad dad.
I can knock out two more good dads real quick. One of them I'll breeze through really, really fast. People will say, I think when I say this, like, oh, he's a good dad. Like, if he was so good, why did it happen so many times? And my argument is, it's not his fault.
He's working 9 to 5.
Not his fault that his daughter is dumb as shit. I'm going to go with Liam Neeson and Taken.
Okay, he's a good dad. Okay. He's a good dad.
This dude is going above and beyond. He's like, listen, dad. I will find
you. She was being a rebellious teenager and doing shit.
She's taken like 14 times. How many Takens is there? There's like 300 Takens?
I don't know.
There's a trilogy of those movies.
At some point in time, like, you know what? You can have her. I'm fucking sick of this shit.
You'll give her back eventually.
I'm getting too old. I'm pulling a lethal weapon. I'm too old for this shit.
He was a good dad.
Dude, this is why I went to another country. Yeah. And like murdered people for his kid. His body count for his daughter is insanely high for her just to get taken again.
And again.
What a shithead. I'm like,
you're grounded forever.
Yeah, like I'm gonna fucking all of his like I'd suck the things in her leg and electrocute her in the basement. Like it's for your own good.
All right, I gotta bring this up just because I feel like we talked about the mom and we ought to make it equal. And the dad is equally at fault.
He's paying the bills.
The dad from Home Alone. She's working too. You don't know that.
He's just listen, no. He's trying his best as a dad, and the mom is just so overbearing. He has no say in anything. She runs.
He doesn't want to have a say. It's a cop out. He just lets her do everything, and then be the bad guy. But he's equally at fault for letting his child get lost twice. And then making a joke about his luggage.
I don't find him as much as fault I do with the mom.
How? Tell me how.
The mom just she's not a good mom.
He's not a good dad. He also forgot his child and then lost him in the airport.
Listen, he's trying his best.
And she wasn't.
No, she was she might
because
as well.
She had to be the bad cop and he got to just sit there and be quiet.
He's paying the bills. You see how nice the house is?
She might be paying the bills, too.
Yeah, how nice that house is.
She might be paying the bills, too.
He just flew.
You don't know.
He flew her.
That was on the brother's dime. The brother paid for them to go to Paris, in case you didn't listen. The first movie, when they go to Paris, his brother is paying for them to go.
I didn't remember that.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're the breadwinner. You still have to be a good parent.
All right. My last good dad is going to be Lorenzo Anello.
I don't know who that is.
He is the dad. He is Robert De Niro, and he's the dad in A Bronx Tale. This dude faced down the mob for his kid.
That's a good dad.
He went up to the head of the mob, and he's like, stay the fuck away from my kid.
Yeah, that's a good dad.
What are you telling
me? It didn't work, but he tried. He tried.
How many dads are going to be like, oh, who are you fucking with?
They would be like, oh, yeah, go get that money.
Yeah. He was like, yo, get away from my kid. I will kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good dad.
It's a good dad. I fucking love that movie. If you've never seen The Bronx Tale, please,
you should watch it. Go it's a really good one. Movie.
Nicola. Oh, yeah.
Anthony. Do you have anything left? Do you have any left?
Any good dads left?
I have one more bad dad.
I think I have one more.
And all right, that would be
Jerry from Rick and Morty.
As a good dad?
Okay. Jerry?
I mean, because he's always trying to be with his kids, and the kids just don't want anything to do with him. Like, I feel bad for him. Like, he's like when he's trying to help Morty with the science fair, Morty doesn't want anything to do with it. Like, Rick's always putting him down. It's like, you should at least give him a chance. See what happens.
Jerry tries, but it's funny because everyone who talks about Rick and Morty is like, oh man, I love Rick and Morty. I'm Rick. I'm like,
oh, so you're Jerry. Rick is my bad dad, my last bad dad.
Oh, see, I'm making
you're going to make excuses. He's being a scientist all day. He can be a shit dad.
Here's the thing. When you have the vast knowledge of altered dimensions,
you get
dimensions,
to be an asshole.
Not an asshole, but you have the vast knowledge of alternate dimensions and we're all living in a fishbowl and we kind of just see what's in front of us. Rick has the knowledge of the universe.
So he gets to be a bad dad. He gets a bad dad.
Once your mind is open to that extent of, if I told you and said, hey, here's your little speck on this tiny little obsolete planet that we live on, and then show you the entire universe, and then on top of that universe, alter dimensions inside said universe, and you can travel between us. The idea of our human family and existence,
I can't with you.
Means nothing to you.
I can't with you and your.
I will say with Rick,
reasons to me. Okay,
he did. Dude, something
if you
very
told me
up.
I can go to other dimensions. You can go to another dimension where you could find 300,000 other versions of your family. How do you know yours means, like, that's why he's always drunk. He can't fucking, his brain can't comprehend all that.
Anyway.
You're not thinking about it in the proper way here.
I'm thinking that it doesn't matter what you have, what
exactly.
You do.
Nothing matters.
No, it doesn't matter what you do. You have a child. You're supposed to be a good parent.
Rick make a little bit of a boo-boo with something.
He kills his family.
Other than
because
that,
he knows her in other dimensions.
He tries, he clones his daughter, and she has like this breakdown, like, am I the real version of her? Am I the clone? Like that's like mental torture.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
he only cares about himself.
He doesn't even care about himself. He's always trying to, he wants to die.
Okay, well then stop going into these other worlds.
Once you open that Pandora's box, you can't close it.
I give up with you.
Imagine being the smartest man in the universe and you're with your dumb family all the time. And their existence doesn't matter because there's billions of other altered dimensions of that same family.
I don't care. He's still
and then
dad.
You have aliens who are putting you in simulations and
I don't care. He's still a shit dad.
I think you're looking at it wrong.
I think you're looking at it wrong.
I don't think you're looking big picture.
Not a big picture.
I think you're looking at the tiny grain of sand in the desert.
No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to be like, oh well, he does good things for the world. It doesn't matter if he's a shit dad.
He doesn't do anything for the
world. Well, exactly.
I mean, he has saved the world.
It don't matter.
He has saved our world tons of times.
That doesn't mean he gets to be a piece of shit dad. This doesn't give him a pass.
But is the whole concept and structure of being a dad doesn't mean anything to him because he realizes that there's so many different vests.
Then he shouldn't have had children. Shouldn't have had a child if that's how he felt. No, you're out of control.
You're out of line here.
You are out of control.
And I will say for my last dad, bad dad, and I don't necessarily feel that he's a completely bad dad.
You're going to justify everything. Go ahead.
I'm not justifying it. I'm trying to find a way. I just think with the way the family structure was set up for this guy and the poverty he was in, at the end of the day, he legit cares about his family, but he's just so mentally beaten down by life of just torturing this that he just mentally checks out. He's done. He doesn't care anymore. He is completely checked out and he's trying to do his best just to get by Al Bundy. This guy is cramming fat ladies' feet in tiny shoes, comes home, makes barely any money, comes home and has to give all of his money to his wife and his kid and a dog.
Then he should have found a better wife and then had a better
listen
life.
When Peg comes walking in,
he's not even nice to her.
He is when it counts. If someone
he wants her to touch him,
when someone disrespects Peg, he's on.
That doesn't matter.
He goes,
though,
let's rock.
But then he treats her like shit all the rest of the time.
She treats him like shit too.
Well, they obviously don't belong together. But she's always trying to cozy up, and he's like, "No, no, Peg, get away from me."
Because he's hungry. The guy just worked 12 hours and came home to no food. So
maybe she now she found wants someone who cooks.
Now she wants to have sex. I mean, he married her for her looks. She's a
but
fox.
He doesn't even say anything nice about that. He like doesn't he like tell her she's fat and stuff. Like he's yeah. not nice to her. He's not nice.
They're
to
not nice to each other.
No, they are not a good family.
They're actually
the dog is the best character.
Which one? There's two dogs. The show's coming back.
Is it?
Yeah. In animation.
Oh.
They're going to animate. Boy. That's the rumor that they're going to animate Married with Children and bring it back as an animation, right. And all the everyone's coming back to voice their characters.
That's cool.
So they're going to like continue where the show may have left off, or even do like earlier versions of like because like with animation you can go back and find out how like stories that we never got to Married with Children, like how they yeah. met and stuff like that, which I'm really excited for.
That'd
think
be
it,
cool.
I think there's sometimes where animation is really fun, like Trailer Park Boys. They couldn't do it anymore, so they animated it. Like there's certain things where I think animation, you can go back and retell stories of characters and give mm-hmm. more backstories as long as you have the actual voices there. It's fun. I think there's certain shows that I wish they would possibly do that with, or make alternate versions with animation, and I think Married with Children is one of them. I'm excited.
It's a good show. I like the show. I just wouldn't say that he was a great dad.
You know who else is on my list of possibly good or bad dads, but he falls in the same thing?
Tell me.
From F is for Family. I forget his fucking character's name now. I'm so paranoid.
Ralph? No.
That's a honeymoon nurse.
He's not.
He tries to be a good dad, but he's once again, he's stuck in a horrible construct of what a family and a dad should be.
Yeah.
Bill Burr's character, obviously, we're talking about in F is for Family. Frank yeah. Murphy.
Frank.
Another Frank.
I was gonna say Frank.
Another Frank. Anthony, let's close this out here. What other bad dads you got?
I think that's
or was Rick your last one? All right. Well, let's wrap up here. We did hit that about that time. We're at the hour 45. Anthony, what do you got to plug?
Fright Rags on Tuesday of next week, we'll be doing a Shinedown line. So if you're a fan of the band Shinedown, they're going to be doing a t-shirt and a hoodie, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for the collaboration they're doing with them.
That's cool. I didn't know they did. Like
they did a ghost shirt once.
Oh, that's
but
right.
But to get that ghost shirt now is impossible. Yeah. It's gone forever, which sucks. Shinedown. What song are they?
Shinedown. I think it's Planet Zero that they're doing from their new one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of one Shinedown song I know.
I think I only know
Second
one,
Chance probably would be the one that people go to.
Like the one that's mainstream on the radio.
I don't know much about Shinedown.
Me either.
Did they do a cover?
Oh,
45.
Did.
I know 45. Yeah. Staring down the barrel of a 45, 45.
I don't know that. I don't know them.
I have no idea. I'm listening to it now. I don't know. I love Fright Rags, but I'm going to have to skip on the Shinedown shirt because we just spent way too much money today on the return of the Dawn of the Dead shirts. Heidi finally got hers in her own size now. They were very gracious and hooked us up with a shirt. But Heidi's got linebacker shoulders, so it didn't fit properly. It fit her, but not as well as it should have. But we were able to reorder, and
still love it.
And she got the
black.
She got the black one this time, which I think when I get paint, I'm gonna get the black one too.
I like it. Which did you get the other two?
I got the other, and I still have the red. And then I got
a purple one before.
Yeah, there was a purple one the first time through.
I do like the red one though. That's why I didn't want to get it again because I
like
have
the
it
black
already.
And the purple on it.
Yeah.
So I'm probably gonna order a black one next paycheck.
I do like.
I'm gonna get the entire line. And kind of if you follow them on Instagram, Ben and the rest of the team is fantastic with commenting on people's stuff.
Mm.
So someone commented, "Guys, I hope this isn't the end of." I'm glad this line came back. And then Fright Rags, as Ben commented and says, I'm glad you're excited it's back. We got the license. And these t-shirts aren't the only thing
that's awesome.
From this franchise you're going to get.
Nice.
I will say right now, anything else they put
you're
out.
You're going to buy it.
Socks, hats, I'm buying whatever Dawn of the Dead product they put out.
Yeah.
It would be cool if we could
get a lunchbox and the figures.
Oh, if they do the lunchbox and figures, I take
like
my
they
money.
Did for Night of the Living Dead.
I kind of hope they do more, like get the rest of the Romero movies, like the Crazies and stuff like that. It would be awesome. Yeah, I'm sorry, a huge fan.
She keeps distracting me because she keeps looking out the window like a weirdo.
She sniffs on it.
But she was like sniffing before, not even near the window. She just like had the curtain on her head.
Well, just to kind of give people a quick rundown, they have
a couple. Sorry, I just totally smacked in the thing. That
because you're putting your mouth right against the microphone like a psycho.
I can't help it. Whatever they have coming up next, there was a couple things, but I don't.
RoboCop was one of them.
Yeah, there was another one that I wasn't really sure of.
June 21st today is Dawn of the Dead. This Friday, June 24th, is going to be RoboCop. And
RoboCop's good, but I think I only saw... There's more than one, right?
Yeah.
I think I've only seen like the first one.
And then The Shinedown is going to be next Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't really know them.
Yeah.
I'm excited, though, because they have a lot of stuff coming out this year.
Bill and Ted's Journey's out right now too. So if you're a big Bill and Ted fan, that's all out there. I never actually watched those movies.
I think I saw the first one. That was it. Okay, so I'm gonna plug this because we just bought these candles.
Yeah.
Ruby Soapworks. They make handcrafted cold process soap, and luxury body products.
Did you see? Well, you didn't see because it's on Banging Beer. So I took a picture. We're actually burning right now their Guinness candle. It smells fantastic.
It does smell really good.
It's very chocolatey, and it does have that little it's a thing. But it's they're on Instagram called Ruby Soapworks, but they also do the candles. They also have now recently partnered up with a local brewery, Yingling. Yeah. So they actually make Yingling lager soap. And candle.
Oh, they did a candle.
Yep. And they also have Yingling Lager and they have Black and Tan.
Okay.
And the Black and Tan is more of that chocolatey porter, almost kind of like next time we go, I have to get them. But I think you can only get the Yingling stuff. You have to get them at the gift shop in Yingling.
Yeah. I didn't see that they were doing candles. I saw that they did the soap, but I didn't see the candle.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I commented and said, we need Lord Chesterfield stuff and they liked it. So hopefully we get some chili.
I didn't realize either when we went there that they had the candles, but I get the I started using their shampoo bar, like it's a bar for shampoo, and I like it a lot, and it lasts like forever, like it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to.
Your hair gets naughty. You would need conditioner on top of it.
Yeah,
but I don't really need my hair to get naughty.
Yeah. That's all I for plugs. I'll just check out the IWEP network. We are doing more of the horror. I promise. We did not forget about Carrie. We're just,
we've been a little busy.
I'm on like a really fucking weird mental thing right now. I'm trying to figure my life out and trying to get on the right path. It's tough. But yeah, this Thursday, if you like professional wrestling, check out Tornado Tag Podcast. We're doing, we're talking Forbidden Door. And then
I don't know what that means.
It's a pay-per-view coming up this Sunday. And if you are following me on personal Facebook, I did delete my other account.
Everyone keeps asking. They're like, did he get hacked?
No, what happened was I just had way too much nonsense. Like somehow, like just having it so long is like people would invite me to like pages and stuff. And I liked over like 300,000 likes on and I would just get all this nonsense on these Facebook pages.
Yeah.
So like kind of like I wanted to reset. I wanted to like start fresh. So I made a new Facebook. So if you got a friend request from me, I'm not hacked. And if if we don't actually know each other, hold off on adding me. Add my like page, because if I don't know you, I'm gonna be really hesitant on who I add. And
as you should be.
Yeah. That's where I got myself in trouble. Like, I add somebody, I'm like, oh, maybe they're cool. And then I'm like, did you hear the good news? I'm like, you fucking bots. Like, get away from me. Hate it. But yeah, check us out on all social media. If you are watching this, I say it every week, but we don't really get any other subscribers. But head over to YouTube and help us out. If we can hit 100, that'd be dope. But we've been kind of stuck at like 40-some forever now. I'm going to be honest, the show's growth is like nothing. Like, audio's way, way down. People watch, but we get very little interaction. It is very hard to justify the means to create the show if there's not really much. I mean, obviously you can say I love doing it, I'm doing it for the love, but I'm also very competitive and I want to grow and I want growth, and it's tough to be motivated to create content that just really doesn't get engaged or talked to. And I know it's probably the worst attitude to have, but it's just, I'm just being honest with the audience and stuff. I know we do have loyal people who do listen every week, and the handful of you are the reason why we keep it going, but it is very hard. If you are this far, a share, like, tell people about the show, give us some topic ideas, because it's tough, but we're chugging along. We're trying to make it good, but check out the IWEP network and all of our rest of our shows. That'll do it for Not Cool in High School. We'll see you in 2 weeks. No idea what topic we're doing. We'll figure it out probably the day before.
Well, we could do the Adam Sandler one we were just talking about.
We'll figure it out. Who knows? But yeah, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. We're out of here.
Bye.